Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
It's Making Babies here on Lunchtime Live. Every Wednesday afternoon, we do our best to get your maternity and fertility questions answered. The WhatsApp number for your queries today, 087 1400 106. Jean Kavanagh is a community midwife at the National Maternity Hospital at Holles Street. Jean is with me in studio this afternoon. Thanks a million, Jean, for popping into us. You're here to talk to listeners about the Domino Scheme, first of all. You might just explain how that works.
Hi, thanks so much for having me here today. Our Domino scheme is a community-based scheme run from the National Maternity Hospital. We look after women from booking in at pregnancy, so through their antenatal period. We care for you in labour, and then we look after you when you go home postnatally until you're discharged from the service. The scheme is up and running over 27 years, so we've delivered thousands of babies along the way.
Yeah.
We have a small team of midwives in different locations throughout Dublin and Wicklow. So we've various clinics that we've various health centres that the clinics are run from. So the idea is to provide care for women and families in the community close to home to make life simpler.
Yeah. So what can people expect from it?
So we provide the exact same care as you'd receive in hospital, but it's just in a more convenient location.
Yeah. And the benefits?
The benefits are that you get to know the team of midwives. So you build up a strong relationship with the midwives that you see on a regular basis. So I guess you develop trust, and through that, like you feel more open and you can talk about any problems that arise. So I just think that core relationship and trust that you have in your midwife really makes the journey through pregnancy, labour and delivery easier for women.
So it kind of streamlines the whole thing, doesn't
Absolutely.
It, really? It's like a one-stop shop. Yeah, liaison
ideally.
Or point of contact or something. Yeah, maybe as a way to kind of explain it. Can everyone avail of it?
No, everyone can't avail of the service, but a large proportion of women can. So we provide care for low-risk women in the community, but also we have satellite teams as well, and they care for low risk and medium risk, we'd call it. So anybody who needs input from doctors, they can be seen in the community as well. So geographically, you can be cared for the Domino or the satellite clinics.
Yeah.
If you live in Dublin, kind of Dublin to out towards Newtown, Mount Kennedy.
Okay. But it's what I mean by that is it's not something by way that you have to be like a private or public patient.
Absolutely
there's
not.
There's no restriction around that.
No restriction whatsoever. It's a free public service.
Listeners wondering, what are the drawbacks, if any, to the scheme?
The drawbacks, I don't see any drawbacks, to be perfectly honest. Yeah. I think it's an amazing service that we provide for women. As I said, it's close and convenient, and not everybody knows that the service is available. So it's great to have the opportunity to talk about it today.
For high risk pregnancies, okay, just to try and maybe combine some of the messages that are coming in here, 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. Well, maybe in the first instance, if it's described as a high risk pregnancy, that can probably be because of a number of factors.
Be a number of factors. There could be an extensive medical, your own medical history. You could have an obstetric history that wouldn't be suitable for low risk care. So it would be necessary to be looked after in the hospital by a consultant or by a team of doctors.
How important is that relationship with your midwives?
You know, it's really important. I think you get so much more out of your pregnancy journey when you know you have a team that you trust. We have an answering service. So if a woman has any queries, they can either email us or phone us and we get straight back to them. If it's anything like any emergency, they contact us through the bleep system. So there's a midwife directly on the end of the phone to give advice.
Yeah. Home births, water births.
Yeah.
So we provide, facilitating those.
Yeah, we absolutely provide home births and water births. Over the last 2 years, the NMH, the National Maternity Hospital, has introduced water birth service. And last year we delivered 80 babies in water. And
that's a lot, is it?
It is a lot. Yeah. It is a lot considering it's very new to us.
So I was down with Professor Shane Higgins actually before Christmas, and we were down recording a video in Holles Street, you know, about actually how to deliver a baby, you know, and I was there and was being shown how to do it. And the whole purpose really of it was that if somebody got cut short in terms of their time trying to get to the hospital, that a partner or a family or friend, you know, the people would know how to do
and
it.
And it does happen. Considering the distance women have to travel to get to the National Maternity Hospital.
Traffic, everything that goes with it. And that video is, it's still available actually. It's on the Instagram News Talk social media account, so you can watch it back there. But the day that we were there, Shane was showing me the water birth facility or how that works when it's, and like it looks like it's a great facility. I was intrigued to know how many people actually would use it.
It's an incredible space. The labour ward, the labour and birthing unit has been renovated in the last 4 years. So we have now amazing facilities for women and families. Last year we had 180 women who availed of hydrotherapy in labour. So they may not have delivered in water, but they used the pool for some stage of their labour. And then, as I said, we'd 80 water births. That and some are included in home births as well.
Okay, listener questions. How do I go about accessing the Domino scheme? Will I need any referral from my doctor or can I just do it myself?
Okay, so you can book in online with us. So if you contact the community midwives, we will send you out a booking form. Our central bookings office, once you have booked and registered with the hospital, they often send women in the catchment area to our team just to see if they're suitable to be on the Domino scheme.
I don't know if this is from, or you know, your own area covers this, but listener looking for advice about cramping in early pregnancy. Also, can private patients avail of the Domino scheme? You mentioned how to sign up for that.
Yeah, no, the Domino scheme is a public service. And obviously it's to give women choice. So if somebody chooses, it is a public service. It wouldn't be in conjunction with the consultant. We work very closely with the obstetric team and there is a consultant who oversees everything on the team as well.
Now, you talked about the satellite centres as well. This listener is based in Sligo, so obviously their local hospital is Sligo as well. I know it's not specifically a maternity hospital, but can I avail of the Domino programme?
Not our Domino programme, because as I said, it's a geographical area that we cover. So we're from Pierce
You've
Street.
Your own read, yeah.
Yeah,
but I suppose
I can't speak to what they can
perhaps
avail of
from
in Sligo.
Galway or for other kind of satellite centres, around the country. Another listener wondering about the home births and water births. What sort of consultation do I need to have with a doctor or community midwife in advance of opting for something like this?
So obviously at every antenatal clinic we discuss kind of preparation for labour and birth with every mother that comes through. So if somebody is shown interest in possibly having a home birth or a water birth, we will give you information. If you choose to have a home birth at between kind of 34, 36 weeks, a midwife will come to your home. We go through an eligibility list, like we sign off a consent form. And once everybody is happy with everything that has been agreed, we prepare for a home birth. Now, if you've signed up for a home birth, that doesn't mean you can't change your mind last minute.
Yeah.
You know, you have options. So once it's a geographical area. So say from Dublin to out towards the Dublin side of Bray. So geography will play a lot into it. If you're a first time mum, you have to be over 18 and less than 40. If it's your second, third baby, you have to be less than 43.
Okay.
BMI comes into it, obviously medical history, obstetric history. So we do have a very comprehensive list once you go onto our website. So if you go onto the National Maternity website, go through your kind of obstetric care options. If you go down, you will see the list very clearly.
Okay. Listener wants to point out there is midwife-led cover nationwide. I was part of this in Tipperary last year. It was actually really convenient and helpful not to have to go to the hospital for every appointment. Yeah. Please ask your midwife, how many antenatal appointments do you get while on the scheme? Are you with the community midwife throughout the pregnancy? And are they with you during labour?
Yes. So we arrange care through combined care with your GP. So you will see us one visit, your GP at the next visit. So typically you would probably have 14 plus antenatal visits during the course of your pregnancy. And yes, the Domino midwives are with you through labour. So we care for you antenatally, intrapartum, during labour and postnatally.
Okay. Will I meet my community midwife during my postnatal appointments or at that point am I passed on to a public health nurse at that stage?
So once you... We will care for you kind of from day five up until day five or seven postnatally from the National Maternity Hospital. We will come out to you in your home. We'll do the PKU tests, any blood tests that need to be done, and we'll make sure you're ready to be discharged from our care. then your care is handed over to the public health nurse and your GP. But in the last year, we've introduced postnatal hubs. So now there's more extensive postnatal care out in the community.
Okay. And so, where can people get more information?
So if you go onto the National Maternity, on our Instagram page.
At the National Maternity Hospital.
Every day we put up what hub is on tomorrow.
Okay.
So we have four locations and we are at the hubs 5 days a week. So people come with breastfeeding issues. If they want to have wounds check, we offer baby massage and we offer just social support, really, you know, because it can be a lonely period.
Well, just on that, actually, listeners got in touch to say, I highly recommend the Domino Midwife Scheme. I used it for my second son, who's now 24. I received incredible care. I always felt the midwives had huge empathy and lots of time for me at every single visit. I thought it was a brilliant service. So nice to wrap on a nice positive note this afternoon. Jean Kavanagh, community midwife at the National Maternity Hospital. Jean, thanks a million for joining
us
today on the programme for Making Babies. The email, if you want to join us, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.